Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
You want to ensure that your student athletes are ready for the season. What do you need to know from our pediatricians to get them ready for fall sports? Because it's coming right up around the corner very quickly. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's a fan favorite here, pediatrician and vice president of Cape Fear Pediatrics. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. So let's start with the pre-participation physical, because that's what parents are going through right now. You're a pediatrician. I'm sure you fill out a ton of these things. What are you looking for?
We do. I think the most important thing with the pre-participation physical is to know the difference between the one that a pediatrician or a family doctor does, the lineup in the gym version, right? Lineup in the gym, you know, somebody sticks a stethoscope on your heart, makes sure your knees bend, signs the form, you're out of there. But we do a ton of things at a wellness exam for a teenager that don't generally happen at the gym lineup. So if you took your kid through the gym lineup, great, you know they got all their parts. But nobody's probably talked to them about risky behaviors, about concussions, about wearing a seatbelt, about whether they or their friends are drinking or smoking or using drugs or participating in high-risk sexual behaviors. Nobody's charting their growth compared to where they've been in the past. So if your child hasn't had a real complete physical exam done one-on-one with their patient-centered medical home, I would really encourage you to get them in. Now, when we're screening, we ask really important things. Have they ever, for example, passed out for any reason? Have they ever had heat stroke, a concussion, any sort of chest pain or heart palpitations, any shortness of breath? Have they ever had a musculoskeletal injury? Because wherever they've injured in the past, they're more susceptible for an injury in the future. So you want their trainer to know, you want them to have strengthening exercises to compensate for that so that they don't get re-injured. We ask if they have any history of asthma, whether they have both organs when you're supposed to have two of something. So there's a lot that we're looking for on those exams to make sure the kids are safe to play.
Should we be conditioning them now? A lot of kids don't get as much exercise in the summer. They used to, but maybe now they don't. And so should they be starting to be really getting, if they're going to play soccer or they're going to play football in the fall, should they be going and running, you know, around the block? Should you get them doing their chin-ups and push-ups and things now to get them ready?
Absolutely. Conditioning is really important. It is one of the best ways to keep kids safe by making sure that their muscles are strong enough for whatever sport it is they're going to play. You can never go wrong with some good cardiovascular conditioning, whether it's running or swimming or jumping or, you know, doing mountain climbers or burpees or whatever, something that gets the heart rate up. In the off season, you want to keep doing those things. You also want to keep doing strengthening exercises. And now, kids with strengthening exercises, you don't want them to be going for their max weight. Their muscles and bones are still growing. The ligaments are still getting attached properly. And if they really try and max out weight, they put themselves at an increased risk for injury. So you want to work with their trainer or with their coach to find a weight regimen that's appropriate for them and that doesn't risk more injury. Usually you want to go with a lighter than their maximum weight and with a few more reps than you would, for example, training an adult. There's also special conditioning that girls can do to avoid anterior cruciate ligament injuries. This is a type of injury. It affects girls and boys, but because of the way girls' legs and hips and knees are put together, it's more common in girls, about 4 to 8 times more common in girls than in boys during adolescence. It is this ligament that holds your knee joint together, and that can rupture, especially in sort of a twisting injury. The classic is, you know, somebody plants their foot and then rotates the knee after the planting. You can pop that thing, and that is an ugly injury. It's something you just don't want to have. Recovery is really difficult. It frequently requires surgical correction. But there are special neuromuscular training programs that can strengthen the hips and the core muscles and the hamstrings, and it can go a good ways toward reducing those injuries. So if you've got a girl's coach or a girl's trainer, start looking into that. Ask, what can my daughter do to prevent an ACL tear, especially if she's doing soccer, volleyball, gymnastics, basketball, one of those sports that requires a lot of planting and pivoting.
Dr. Hill, as a trainer, I'm especially cognizant of that ACL risk with girls, and I have a girl that plays soccer, so we do these exercises, and parents need to work with the coaches so that the kids can do something on the off days without having an overuse or a single sport focus. You know, the overuse problems come from that single sport focus, so they really need to cross-train. Do we, as parents, put all of our faith in the coaches, or do we hire an outside trainer, or do we kind of keep our eye on? What do you do, Dr. Hill?
Yeah, I like to ask some questions, talk to the coaches about what they're doing, what their focus is. Are they aware of the injury risks? What would they do about it? Certainly talk to other parents. Teams get reputations, right? You know, you got kids who play sports, and you're, oh, yeah, that is a really hardcore bunch there. Well, what does hardcore mean when you hear that? Does that mean they're encouraged to, you know, assault other kids on the field? Does that mean they're going to send your child back into play after a concussion? Ask around, talk with the parents and the coaches, and find out how aware they are, because the education levels of various teams will vary, certainly. I love your emphasis on doing more than one sport. Overuse injuries are huge. We see this especially badly in the throwing sports like baseball and softball. They put incredible forces on the arm muscles and ligaments and tendons, and can lead to tears and overuse. But it can happen in any sport if that's all you do. So even if your kid is just fantastic, scholarship-worthy at a sport, make sure that he or she gets a few months doing something else. They can still be conditioning. It can be a different sport. But if you're doing 7 days a week, 12 months a year, apparently I can't count the calendar, of a given sport, it's going to put a lot of force on the same parts of the body over and over again. And you really want to give a chance for those parts of the body to heal and rest, even though you still want to encourage exercise in some other way.
So, Dr. Hill, we've talked about the pre-participation physical and conditioning and preconditioning, and, you know, overuse injuries, avoiding them by cross-training. And, you know, concussion is a show in itself, but what do you want to say in just last 2 minutes? Really your best advice for participation in the fall sports, because concussion, you know, with football and even with soccer, we start to see these now again, and about really overdoing any one sport, as the heat of the summer is still with us, and yet they're playing a winter-type sport in full uniform.
Oh, yeah. So two key things there to hit on our way out. One is hydration, especially in the heat. No child should be restricted from all the water they want. You really don't need Gatorade or another sports beverage for most sports, most kids, but water, water, water. If a kid's restricted from drinking and taking a rest when they feel really bad, you're putting them at risk for heat stroke, and heat stroke can be deadly. We've talked about that in another show, I think. And then head protection. Don't let your kid go back in if they've been hit in the head and they have any symptoms whatsoever. Headache, confusion, dizziness, poor vision, bad mood, can't think straight in any way. They go out until they get evaluated by a doctor. I don't care if you've got a college scholarship lined up tomorrow. A child's brain is nothing worth risking. And a second concussion, while you're still suffering from the first one, can be instantly deadly. So this is nothing to mess around with.
And we want our children to play these sports, be involved in team activity. It's so good for them. It's good for their blood flow. It's good for their brain. It's good for their self-esteem and really sportsmanship and all of these things. It's so good. But as Dr. Hill said, there are certain things we really need to concentrate on: cross-training, overuse, sports-specific, hydration, you know, concussion, all of these things, conditioning. They're all very important. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.